9:48 on Q105. The Hollywood Casino Battle of the Bands 2, week 2, is on the way. We'll see you out there at the casino coming up Thursday, November 2nd at 7 o'clock. More on Q105.com. Now, let me welcome in a voice that's a little bit familiar. Ashley used to hang out with us from time to time. Bumble Ashley, as she might be more commonly known. At least that's how my friends even refer to you now, because when I was over Dee's house, and Kara's like, yeah, Bumble Ashley gave Cohen this nice little shark outfit.
I gave lots of outfits.
Left shark.
Yeah.
Did you give him left shark?
Left shark, right shark. All sharks.
I call her Bumble Ashley because Ashley used to own the Bumble Olive Oil store, which is no more.
Rest in peace.
So she's just commonly known as Bumble Ashley, but I asked Ashley to hop in with us because we like having Ashley on the air. You think like we think.
Scary.
Which is probably a bad thing.
You've got just enough of a filter so that we can legally have you on the radio, which is great. But I wanted you to conduct a parent panel.
Yes.
So if you are, this used to be like our mantle, ladies panel, and all those things, the janel. 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055, and yes, our phones do work, but we would like a couple of parents. We'll take two parents, and then Dee can be the other one, to answer these parent questions on the show. Like, for instance, one of them could be, what is the most expensive thing? Dee, what's the most expensive thing Cohen has broken? Never mind. What's the most expensive thing Connor has broken?
That's easy. His television.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. His brand new TV. When, for some odd reason, the best idea he could come up with that day was to just spin around in circles in his room, holding stuff in his hands. And then his Wii remote flew out of his hand and right into the television that he just, and when I say just got, it was like hours old.
$250, $400, how much? $350?
$350.
And if you're a parent, please call right now the first ever panel that we're having on the show, 419-240-1055. And the phones do work now. We're good to go with those here on Q105. 240-1055. If you are a parent, please call the show right now. I think you commended him because at least he didn't say, Cohen made me do it.
No, right. Yeah, he came out of his room and he went, you know, he could have just been like, I don't know what's wrong with the television. It's just not working anymore. And
wasn't it shattered?
When you turned it on, like you could see this little, like, which is weird, you know, because it's not like a real screen that can break.
Mm-hmm.
But once you turn it on, it looks like one of those digital, like, fake windows that you touch and it goes, Ksh! And I was just like, but he came out and he was like, I was spinning in my room. And I went, spinning? I said, why? And he goes, I don't know. I like to spin. And then he was like, and the remote flew out of my hand and I broke it. And he was in tears. And I was like, it was one of those moments where he's crying. So it kind of makes me wonder, like, what did he think was going to happen to him? Like when he came out to like confess to it.
Yeah. He felt so bad that there was no discipline needed.
Yeah, right. I was like, oh, you kind of just punished yourself. And so now he's got a television mounted to his wall, way up high.
In a glass case.
Yeah.
Just like the glass case.
Yeah. Right next to the thermostat.
I've had friends who are parents, and their kids have like chucked stuff at the TV. It's almost like you wish it was like a pitching net up in front of it, mm-hmm. so the stuff would bounce off. You know, in lieu of going,
I can tell you the most expensive thing Cohen has broken.
Hold on. Instead of grabbing some calls here, Ashley, I have your questions.
Okay.
So I will ask them of you.
Perfect.
But what's the most expensive thing Cohen has broken?
My PS3.
How?
Mine.
Mine. My other one. My one that was upstairs.
My other one.
He just started shoving gift cards in it. Like,
here's the thing, his like idea now, was not wrong. You do put stuff in there. You just wasn't putting the right stuff in there.
It was just, I'm like, what is going on? Why won't any of these? And then I pulled out like one Kroger gift card and I went, oh my God. Like all the little cards that he found, he just zip.
And it's broken?
Zip. Yep, I can't get them out.
So not only did you lose what was probably just like a Blu-ray player, you lost gift cards?
Probably.
Somebody can open that and get those out of
Ashley, there. What's the most expensive thing that your kids have broken? I guess Parker, your younger one, hasn't broken anything.
No, yeah, she's pretty new still. She's pretty ripe. I would say I feel totally comfortable blaming Tucker for the eggs fire in the kitchen incident.
You can tell that story.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I was giving him a bath. Mom calls like, hey, let's go do lunch. I'm like, perfect. Walked outside the house, completely forgot I was boiling eggs. About three hours later, we had one of those like Nest smoke detectors. It was like, your house is on fire. Call 911 now?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yes. Ran out of my grandparents' house barefoot, full house, like filled with smoke. Got there just in time before like the fire department knocked our door down, because they actually got there at the same time. And it was a protein fire, so didn't actually like have
ignite,
flames.
Right.
But he was like, ma'am, there was potatoes on the stove and they are completely burnt. I was like, those were eggs. And I was mortified, and like legit everything in our house had to be replaced.
Yeah.
Because of smoke. Yeah,
so
it was awful.
Bad.
We were out of our house for like a month and a half.
Now what's like, Tucker actually broke?
He breaks everything.
Like most expensive thing.
I don't know. I would have to say he's broken quite a few like iPad cases. Nothing crazy expensive that I can think of.
Next question from Bumble Ashley's parent panel. D, you can do Cohen or Connor. What's the worst thing your kid has caught you doing?
I know what he found and learned the other day. I thought he had to go to the doctor. He's like, I got the doctor.
What's the worst thing Connor or Cohen has caught you doing?
God. I don't know. They don't really catch me doing anything.
Ashley?
That's a good question.
Tucker caught you doing anything?
He didn't catch me doing anything.
He
didn't call me speaking English either, no. Going back to the 05 days.
Token,
no.
She's from the east side. You say Token. Stop it.
Token. He was taken. No. Parker's caught us doing a little, like, you know, because she's in our room with us.
Parental
But she's
stuff.
Like, she doesn't know what's happening.
It's like yet. An audience.
Yeah, but not one that you want watching.
Right. It's not an audience.
Dave, do you like Cohen or Connor better? Do you have a favorite?
No.
Just Kara?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that came out of her.
Oh, yeah. The one that tore her up.
Ashley? Oh, my God.
So as of right now, I have like, you know, I'm pretty indifferent. Parker's waking up in the middle of the night, so Tucker's back to my favorite.
Tucker's
right
what, like three?
Tucker's four.
Four, and Parker's about one?
Yeah, she just turned one.
So if you don't wake up in the middle of the night, the other one is the favorite.
Probably. Something about a firstborn. I don't know.
What's the most expensive thing you've boughten for either of them?
Boughten. What have I boughten? There's things I've taken. No, I'm just saying.
But I bought.
Yeah, probably iPad or a power wheel.
A big wheel?
Oh no, like a power wheel, what's not a, power a big wheel. Wheel. Oh, like the ones with the battery, you know?
Power
those
wheels.
Little, yeah. When I was at Toys R Us the other day, looking for cars for Cohen, no, for Transformers, as I was checking out, you know they have those little Tonka cars, the ones, the miniature ones, kids can drive?
Yeah.
They have a Star Wars Land Speeder one. I want it.
Of course you do.
What's the most expensive thing you bought for Cohen?
Right now?
Yeah.
He's got a police Humvee power wheel. That he just got.
What was that? What it cost?
Like $140.
Oh my God.
Best part is I would have said a bike. So we bought him a bike this year, took it up to the register, and they're like, there has to be something wrong. They called all these people. It rang up as 13 cents. And she's like, well, we have to add $10 because it's already put together. And I'm like, okay, lady, like, it's not your bike.
Right.
What do you care?
Calm down, lady.
Yeah. I got my very expensive bedding that way at Walmart. Like, can't find a tag. It's $8.50. I'm like, it's a like king size set. I'll pay it. Ashley, I think this is the way you meant to ask this. It says, what type of parents make you feel better about yourself? So when you see someone else doing something, you feel better about yourself, right?
Agreed.
What is that?
People that are like yelling at their kids in public. That makes me feel a lot better. Or people that like feel like they're like, they don't know how to handle their kids while they're eating. And like everything's flying everywhere. And they're like not even eating their food because they're busy like feeding their food. And I'm like, yeah, I got my crap together. I'm pretty good.
D, what about you guys?
Parents that talk to their kids like they're fighting with them in a bar. Like,
like they're fighting with them at a bar. Yeah. I see that quite often.
You know what I'm like? I was at Walmart one day, and this lady had her baby, who was obviously not a baby anymore. I want to say, like, maybe nine, sitting in the cart. And she was like, Mommy, she was like, "Mommy, are we gonna get food?" And she was like, she talked to her like she had just broken up with her. Like she was like, "I'll tell you something, MRF-er," and blah blah blah, and was like, she goes, "We will get to whenever we get to my stuff." And I was just like, "All right, okay,
I'm winning."
Yeah, well, it's just like there should be moments where people like. Children's services should just be allowed to take your children immediately. Like, when you call your 9-year-old an MF-er and then just walk and keep pushing the cart, like, she's talking and her talking is annoying you. And you continue to talk to her like an ex-husband. Like, that's an issue for me.
What was the name of the kid at the spring fair? Poinsettia. What was
it? No, that was... Princess. That was... Essence.
You just gave me a great idea for a show. Remember the Chris Hansen show where you'd show up with the child molesters?
Yeah.
Oh,
How to Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Children's Services version of that, where they show up with your MF and your kid, and they snap.
How to Catch a Bad Parent.
I stayed in like a parking lot one day because this lady kept bipping her kid on the back of the head, who was like 5.
Oh my God.
She's like, "Get next to me." And I just sat in the parking lot like, "I'm going to get your license plate number. I'm going to send them your way, lady."
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate you coming over here and listening to us and to the entire radio station Q105. Today, I didn't learn, but I was...
It is.
This is the best show ever.
Give me my 1630. Take them taxes out. Can they just give me a gift card instead?
Like to Walmart, $20 you can get two comforters.
Right. Today, I didn't learn it, but I was reminded that candy corn and peanuts is the way to go. Philip, did you learn anything today?
I learned about Squawk today. I appreciate that place. Yep, I'm going to go hang out.
And everybody learned about Squatvember. Dean, what'd you learn today?
I've heard Squatvember maybe 30 times so far. Still sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's
we'll
what I learned.
We'll talk about it off air, actually.
Squatvember.
Squatvember.
Let's go squat. Doesn't look like I do squats. Nope.
Bumble Ashley.
Nope.
I'll do sit December.
Did you learn anything with us?
I learned I'm not going to be partaking in Squat November, December, or January.
Squatvember.
Podcast.
Squatvember, dumb.
If you're just joining us, we're here. Over here now on Q105. We're happy to be Q1055.com for the podcast. Back next week, but more of me now.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105. WQQO. Sylvania, Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Every kiss is a door.